Small businesses have been met with a myriad of challenges during the pandemic, including how to onboard and train new employees. Well, the Arizona software startup Trainual is helping them do just that. And joining us now is Trainual CEO Chris Ronzio. Chris, welcome to Yahoo Finance. I want to start with this unusual offering that you are making to new hires. You're offering to pay them $5,000 to resign if they're not satisfied in their new job in the first 2 weeks. Tell us why you're doing that, and also tell us if any workers have taken you up on that offer.
Well, it sounds crazy, but I'll explain why it's not crazy at all. So first of all, if anyone has ever had an employee leave when they've been there for 6 months or 12 months or many years, you know that before they leave, they start looking for other jobs and they're a little disengaged, a little less productive. And so that's the cost number one to the business. Number two is that when they put in their notice, it takes a while to unwind all their responsibilities and it can cause havoc in the business. And number three, you have to start looking all over again for that person's replacement. So 2 weeks in, you probably have a pool of candidates that really want to work for your company. And if one person doesn't work out, we thought, let's just accelerate this process. The other piece is that they're really opting in. And after getting introduced to the company, going through our training, they can say, yes, I really want this job. So turning down the money is a powerful commitment on their part.
So Chris, tell us, you know, I know you sort of streamlined the process. So if you can talk us through about how you actually go about that, what's the protocol involved? And then what is just the typical onboarding process? What does it look like as far as a time commitment and how much do you spend on each person that is onboarding?
Sure. So first, we spend a lot of time in the hiring process, recruiting, finding the right people, making sure that they meet all of the criteria for the role, that they have the experience. So when we make an offer, we're pretty sure this is the right person. That kicks off the onboarding process where they get indoctrinated into our company using our software, Trainual, which is like a modern training manual. So they go through the content, they learn about our story, our core values, our mission, our vision. They learn about the teams and coworkers that they'll be working with, different roles, responsibilities, all the way down to what they'll be doing in their department, in their job. And by the end of their 2 weeks, they've already started to do some of these tasks. So we feel that 2 week timeline is a really great point to just stop and ask them this question, a simple quiz. Do you want to continue on with us? Yes or no. At that point, we've invested heavily in finding the right person, which could have taken months, and in training that person, which takes weeks to even months beyond that. But before we invest too much, we want to say, is this the right place for you? And that's where we introduce this offer.
I know that your revenue year over year doubled from 2020 to 2021. Most of your client base is small businesses. What was driving that? Is it just because these businesses had no choice but to train and onboard employees in a virtual way during the pandemic?
Yeah, what was interesting is before the pandemic, we saw slightly larger companies that may have been more mature with their processes and policies. And as soon as everyone went remote, there needed to be a way for people to be aligned and agree on the consistent way that this is how we do things. So then companies started hiring again. And when they couldn't come into the office or couldn't fly everyone into headquarters, they needed a tool to deliver that experience remotely. So Trainual was just perfectly positioned at the beginning of the pandemic, and we've continued to grow ever since.
Chris, what have you heard from the people that you have onboarded from workers? Because it is such a challenging situation to come on board a company. I speak from experience. When you've never met any of the people, when all of the training is remote, there is no, you know, personal sort of connection, if you will. And there have been so many people that have started jobs virtually and ended them as well, because they're just unsatisfied. And then employers are unsatisfied too, and they're the first ones to go because they never really got to know the person they hired.
Right. When you're onboarding someone remotely, you may feel even less invested in it. Whereas if someone comes in and spends time with you face to face, you feel like you've developed some personal connection. So it's so important to mimic that personal connection, even remotely, when people are not face to face in front of you. And so through using tools like ours, companies can be a lot more intentional about the experience that they give people when they're onboarding. And I think that's what companies now need to do. They need to not just rely on the old way, which was let someone come in here and through osmosis, figure everything out, bump into people in the hallway. You need to actually create an experience to say, what do we need to teach this person and how do we make them feel welcome when they start, not like a stranger showing up at a party?
Right. For those who don't know, Trainual is actually backed by Indeed's co-founder, also Damon John, a friend of the show's and a Shark Tank investor. Before we let you go, though, Chris, back to my first question. Did anybody take you up on the offer to leave after starting for $5,000?
So far, we've made the offer to 39 people and we've had zero takers. So hopefully that streak continues. We just want to be a great place to work and we'll keep raising the dollar amount until we have someone take it. I think it's a good way to challenge ourselves.
For sure. All right. Chris Ronzio, CEO of Trainual. Thanks for being with us.